Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll go sailing, we're going to get slapped down, and we'll celebrate an invention and a birth. But to get us started, today is the anniversary of a couple of water-related events. Just before dawn on August 3rd in 1492, Christopher Columbus left Spain with his three ships to sail the ocean blue. And on August 3rd in 1880, the American Canoe Association was formed at Lake George, New York. So here's Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra.
Thank you. velvet dusk envelops all. On Hudson River, distant tugboats cry. Ship to ship and shore to shore, the waters make a shining floor and hum a transatlantic lullaby. The sky is silky dark, it's cool in Central Park. The trolley cars go clanging past. The busy day is done, the lights fade one by one, and Broadway goes to bed at last. Tomorrow seems a distant dream, and still the rocking waters gleam and hum a sleepy transatlantic lullaby. New York skyscrapers are sleeping, dawn comes creeping on. Street lamps are shining more clearly, night has nearly gone. Papa and Mama both are yawning now, all their good nights will soon be said. It won't be long until the morning now, and time to go to bed. Dark, it's cool in Central Park. The trolley cars go clanging past. The busy day is done, the lights fade one by one, and Broadway goes to bed at last. Tomorrow seems a distant dream, and still the rocking waters gleam and hum a sleepy transatlantic lullaby.
From March 3rd, 1939, Turner Layton and Transatlantic Lullaby, music by Jeffrey Wright, lyrics by Robert McDermott and Diana Morgan. Pianist and composer Turner Layton is best known for his work with lyricist Henry Creamer, and their most famous songs include After You've Gone in 1918, Dear Old Southland in 1921, and 1922's Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. In addition to writing together, the pair performed vaudeville across the U.S. and in Europe. Other songs composed by Layton include Easy Goin' Man, Whoa Tilly, and Down by the River. He also composed for Broadway, including the shows Three Showers in 1920 and 1922's Strut Miss Lizzie. Before Transatlantic Lullaby, we heard Don Redman and his orchestra, credited on that Champion 78 as the Con Kaplan Orchestra, and Christopher Columbus, a rhythm cocktail, from April 3, 1936. Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra at the Piccadilly Hotel started off the show with Paddlin' Madeline Home, written by Harry Woods and recorded in September of 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. One of my favorite movies of all time is Patton, and one of the most memorable scenes in the picture is of the infamous slapping incident. That took place on or about August 3rd, 1943. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records having to do with slapping, beginning with Ike Reagan and his orchestra. Thank you.
got to go.
Bap that bass, use it like a tonic. Bap that bass, keep your bill of money. Zoom, 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 and the milk and honey will flow. Dictators would be better off if they zoom, zoom now and then. Today, you can see that the happiest men all got rhythm, in which case, if you want to bubble, bap that bass, bap away your trouble. Learn to zoom, 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 bap that bass.
With a bow, but now it's played by hand. It's against all music rules, all music schools may say, but I don't give a rap. I love the way they slap that grown-up baby today. Do I fall for the little fiddle man? Not at all, but I'm off my noodle when someone is slapping the bass. On my soul, I'm as tickled as can be, self-control. Never have it when I see someone a-slapping the bass. It may look out of place in a swell organization, but folks without a base, there isn't a bit of foundation. Oh, me, oh, my, but it's pleasing to the ear, and I fly right to heaven when I hear someone a-slapping the base.
Thank you.
Well, there you have a set of slapping songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with Ike Ragon, R-A-G-O-N, and his orchestra, with the vocal by Ike Ragon and George and Ira Gershwin's Slap That Bass, recorded March 14, 1937. Isaac H. Ike Ragon was born April 20, 1911. He grew up on a farm in Arkansas and attended the University of Arkansas, where he intended to become a doctor, but he became involved in the campus band, which led to a career in music. At the time of this recording, the band was playing at the Club Belvedere in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and was also heard on radio station KTHS Wednesday evenings at 10:30. In 1941, Ike Ragon changed his name to Don Ragon, and in 1968, he was director of entertainment at the Paradise Island Casino in Nassau, the Bahamas. Don Ragon died in Miami in August of 1984. After Slap That Bass, we heard Ted Weems and his orchestra with the vocal by Parker Gibbs and Slappin' the Bass, written by Harry DaCosta and Fred Phillips, and recorded by Victor on April 3, 1930. Harry DaCosta also wrote Ragamuffin Romeo, which you've heard on the show. And we finished up with George Olson and his music, August 20th, 1924, and Saxophone, written by Rudy Valley's namesake Rudy Weedoft. So what does Saxophone have to do with slapping? Well, the song is subtitled, A Study in Laugh and Slap Tongue. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6, here on Island Radio, KISL, FM 88.7 Avalon, and we're also available streaming online at KISL.org, and we can be heard anytime your little heart desires via the internet at www.radiofreeworld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
You've probably heard the saying, good fences make good neighbors. Well, if that's true, then Roll Hodge probably had the best neighbors anyone could have. That's because on August 2nd, 1887, Mr. Hodge received a patent for barbed wire. So to commemorate Roll Hodge's invention, here are some rapidly rotating records about fences, beginning with the MCBB.
Oh, Skies above, don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Of land under starry skies, don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
No.
Papa, don't you fence me in.
Thank you. about. Don't you keep me in suspense. Come on, come on, we'll do a gentle dubbin', sitting on the backyard fence. Come on, come on, we'll start peeping, waiting for you to commence. I kind of thought you'd weaken, sitting on the backyard fence. Maybe just another little backyard alley off the avenue. I can see a willow tree, a moonlit valley, in the dreams I share with you. Meow, meow, the kitty cat is going, shows a lot of common sense. He knows there's always something doing, sitting on a backyard fence.
Some rapidly rotating records to commemorate Roel Hodges' invention of barbed wire. We just heard Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, September 1933, with the vocal refrain by the Rhythm Boys, and Irving Cale and Sammy Fain's Sitting on a Backyard Fence from Footlight Parade. That was preceded by Bing and the Andrews Sisters with Cole Porter's Don't Fence Me In from July 25, 1944. We began that set with MCBB, the Mound City Blue Blowers, Red McKenzie, Comb and Paper, Dick Slevin, Kazoo, and Jack Bland on banjo, and Barbed Wire Blues from July 9, 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, July 30th, marked the establishment in 1729 of Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore was the vision of Cecil Calvert, Lord Baltimore, who had hoped to reproduce England across the Atlantic. So here to commemorate Lord Baltimore and the city of Baltimore are some rapidly rotating records about Baltimore, beginning with Jack Crawford and his orchestra.
Thank you.
by a trio of rapidly rotating records to commemorate the founding of the city of Baltimore on July 30th, 1729. We just heard the Baltimore Society Orchestra and Up and Adam. That was preceded by Fletcher Henderson Band as the Baltimore Bellhops and Comin' and Goin', written by Fletcher Henderson and brother Horace Henderson, who also wrote the arrangement. That was recorded on March 19th, 1931. And we began that Baltimore set with Baltimore, written by Danny Healy and Irving Cale, and performed by Jack Crawford and his orchestra, September 27th, 1927.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, on July 30th in 1942, H.R. 6807, Public Law 689, was signed by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. It established the Women's Reserve, in the words of the Act, to expedite the war effort by releasing officers and men for duty at sea and their replacement by women in the shore establishment of the Navy. The Women's Reserve was known as Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service, or more commonly by its acronym, the WAVES. So here, in honor of the WAVES, are some rapidly rotating records about WAVES, beginning with Arnold Johnson and his orchestra.
I'm bubbling over with oceans of kisses and oceans of love.
Thank you. life on the ocean wave, a home on the rolling deep, where the scattered waters rave and the wind forever keep. A home on the rolling deep, where the scattered waters rave and the wind forever keep. Like an eagle caged I pine on this dull unchanging shore. Oh, give me the flashing brine, the spray and the tempest roar. A life on the ocean wave, a home on the rolling deep, where the scattered waters rave and the wind forever keep.
Like an eagle caged I
find
on this dull unchanging shore.
Oh, give me the flashing brine, the spray and the tempest roar.
A life on the ocean wave, a home in the rolling deep, where the scattered waters rave and the winds forever keep.
The winds, the winds, the winds there ever keep. The winds, the winds, the winds there ever keep. Once more on the deck I stand of my own swift-gliding craft. Set sail farewell to the land, the gale follows fair abaft. Of my own swift-gliding craft, set sail farewell to the land, the gale follows fair abaft. We shoot through the sparkling foam, like an ocean bird set free, like an ocean bird our home, we'll find far out on the sea. A life on the ocean wave, a home on the rolling deep, where the scattered waters rave and the wind forever keep.
We
choose
for the sparkling
foam,
like an ocean bird
to
free,
like an ocean bird our home, we'll find far out on the sea.
A life on the ocean wave, a home on the rolling deep, where the scattered waters rave and the wind forever keep.
The winds, the winds, the winds there ever keep. The winds, the winds, the winds there ever keep.
Thank you.
some rapidly rotating records about waves to commemorate the establishment of the Women's Reserve, women accepted for volunteer emergency service, July 30th, 1942. We began with Arnold Johnson and his orchestra in 1928 with the vocal trio of Roy Strom, Harold Arlen, and Roy Ingram, and I'm on the Crest of a Wave, written by Buddy DeSilva. Then, from an unissued Edison record, it was Thomas Chalmers and A Life on the Ocean Wave. And we just heard Fletcher Henderson once again and the Russ Morgan composition Tidal Wave from 1934. Well, we have time for one more, a wave of a different sort. Heat Wave. Here's Saul K. Bright and his Holly Wyans. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.